What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea. I am back with another episode of the In Pursuit podcast. How are y'all feeling? How are y'all doing? I hope that those interviews really just blessed you. I hope that they really inspired you. They encouraged you. And they were a lot of fun for me to just record, to just be able to sit down and talk and interview these awesome women. It really blessed me. So I know it blessed y'all. But yeah, if you haven't had a chance to listen to those interviews, please be sure to do so. They were so phenomenal. I've gotten a lot of reviews, a lot of feedback from the interviews, and they really helped a lot of people. So, they really helped a lot of people. So, yeah, if you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to them, make sure you do so. So in today's episode, y'all, I'm really just going to be talking and speaking from the heart. This topic has been heavy on me for the past couple of weeks, really the whole month of June. So it's really opened up my eyes to a lot of things, and God really has been just pouring so much into me and really pouring so much out of me, taking a lot of things out of me that I kind of had suppressed, or some things that I didn't even deal with, or some things that I were still dealing with that I haven't, you know, fully brought to the surface. So yeah, we're going to be talking about healing. It's a lot of things going on, y'all. Like, we all know we're in the middle of a pandemic, a lot of racial injustice still going on. I just saw the news yesterday, and I believe another black man had got I think it was like a chokehold or something. Y'all, I don't know. I really try to stay away from the news, but it was another incident that happened in the news on yesterday. So there's a lot that's going on. Our hearts are grieving. Our hearts are just really just going through it. And I wanted to talk about healing. So in the midst of everything that has been going on, y'all, God has really been dealing with my heart. I've always prayed every single day, God, show me, reveal me, or reveal to me things that are in my heart that are not like you, things that I'm still struggling with, things that I'm still dealing with. And he has indeed been showing me. So y'all, being in this house, or continuing to be in this house, being quarantined, y'all, I thought I was over like the healing stage. I thought that 2009 was my healing season. I really felt like, you know, God took out the things of my heart. I really feel like I dealt with a lot of that stuff that he was revealing to me. But come fast forward to now, God been revealing things that he didn't reveal to me in 2019. So now I'm entering into another healing phase. And I'm sitting up here like, dang, I thought I was over this type of stuff. I thought that, you know, I was healed from this. And he's really been just showing me, like, healing is a process. Healing is not just like this one-time thing. Like, healing comes in different stages and different seasons. There's always going to be some things that we have to heal from, especially when we are enduring a lot of hardships, a lot of difficulties, especially in this pandemic, things that are going on right now. We are enduring a lot of things. There are a lot of unprovoked emotions that are coming out of black people in general, just from this whole racial injustice stuff. Like, we didn't deal with the racial injustice when we were kids. We didn't have to deal with that. We knew racism was alive, but for many of us, we haven't experienced racism head on. I know for me growing up, I didn't experience a lot of racism at all. So now that we're coming into this revolution that's happening right now, those feelings are being provoked. And honestly, I didn't know what to do with them. To be out and about thinking like, dang, what if I get pulled over? Or what if my brother gets pulled over? What if my dad gets pulled over? What if somebody I know gets killed by a police officer? Or what if something happens to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, those feelings were never provoked until now. And I really feel like the healing is taking place because although I'm feeling those emotions and I'm going through the day just grieving and feeling like, dang, this stuff is really real. I could really be killed at any point, you know, from the police, or I can really have something racial happen to me or a family member. That stuff can really happen. And it's like I'm grieving and also grieving for those who have had those things happen to them. But at the same time, God is showing me like this been happening. These types of things in the world, it happened years ago, centuries ago. This been happened. You're just now dealing with it. You're just now being provoked with those emotions. But I've been bringing this type of stuff to the surface, and but now in this season, it's like I'm dealing with those emotions and I'm really having to go to God with them because I don't know what to do with them. God, I don't know why I'm grieving on today. I don't know why I'm still in a funk. I don't know why the weight of the world feels like it's on my shoulders. I really feel some type of way, like I'm really just grieving right now. And God has been in the process of healing and just showing me and revealing to me like this is already happened. This has happened before. I'm just bringing it to the surface now, and I'm really healing my people. I'm healing my people. I'm healing those emotions, but I'm also going into their hearts and I'm healing other things as well. So I'm like, dang, we got to get a double healing. Like, we dealing with the racial injustice and you're healing us from those emotions that we feel on a day to day, but you're also going to be healing us from our past trauma. You're going to be healing us from things that we didn't even think that we need healing from. I'm like, God, this is too much. Like, all of this is happening at the same time, and I'm just trying to ask God, like, why? Why now? Why is all of this stuff happening to us right now, all at once? And He's just been telling me, like, what are you gonna do when things get harder? What are you gonna do when someone in your family dies? What are you gonna do when you lose somebody close to you? What are you gonna do when your plans don't coincide with my plans? Like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna continue to operate in your will? Are you going to continue to lean on your own understanding? Or are you really going to press into me? I really feel like God is really showing us, like, yeah, we're going through all of these things, but what are we doing to deal with it? Like, what are we doing to deal with the grief? What are we doing to deal with this process? Are we really tapping in and leaning into God? Are we really going to Him with these emotions and these unprovoked feelings? Are we really praying like we should? Are we really sitting at His feet in the morning? Are we really pressing into God? Are we really going to Him and coming to Him with these things? Or are we letting this grief overtake us? I had to catch myself, like, just going through that, on top of, you know, things with my child's father, on top of family issues, on top of, like, just everything all at once. And I had to catch myself because I was really starting to just let the grief overtake me, starting to let the pressure and the frustration and everything that I was going through mentally, emotionally, physically just overtake me. And it literally was like starting to pull me away from God. And when He gave me that word and He just said, like, basically, like, what are you doing? Like, when these things happen, this is when you need to be in my presence the most. This is when you need to be praying the most. It isn't like this cute thing where, okay, you create a routine and you hope for the best and you know, God is doing great things in your life right now. But what if those great things start coming with trials and tribulations. What are you going to do when the trials and tribulations come? What are you going to do if the world decides to, you know, open back up and more people start dying from the COVID? What are you going to do when another black person gets murdered on TV? What are you going to do when, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when I decide to go back to your childhood and reveal something to you that you didn't even think that you needed healing from? What if I'm trying to heal you right now in this process while you are going through other things? What if I'm trying to heal you from all of these things right now so that when all of this is over, and it will be over, when all of this is over, you will be stronger. You will be able to handle what I have for you. What if I'm trying to just dig out the bad? What if I'm just trying to dig out everything in your heart right now during this pandemic, during all of this stuff that's going on? What if I'm just trying to dig everything out of you right now? So when everything goes back to quotation marks normal, you will be able to handle the blessing. You won't be able to deal with it then when the blessings come. And I really had to like sit with that and really just think like, dang, what am I gonna do? Because what I've been doing now, being distracted, being, you know, letting the enemy get a hold of me, you know what I'm saying? A hold of my flesh, a hold of, you know, just my mind. Really letting the enemy beat me up. You know what I'm saying? And what am I gonna do? Am I going to continue to let the enemy win, or am I going to fight back? Am I going to really tap in? Am I going to really call these emotions out? Am I really going to allow God to do what he wants to do? Am I really going to give him that permission? Am I really going to allow him to do that? God, I don't feel like going through this type of stuff today. I'm already going through so much. God, I know that there's a purpose in what you're doing, but it hurts. It's too much to deal with today. I don't want to deal with it at all. I don't want to deal with these childhood emotions. I don't want to deal with these relationship traumas from my past. I don't want to deal with these insecurities today. There's already so much going on. There's already so much that I have to do. Are we really going to tell that? Like, are we going to say that to God? Or are we going to understand that all things work out for the good of those that truly love God? Are we going to go back to the scriptures that we've already learned? Are we going to understand that this process, this healing process, this journey was given to everybody in the Bible that God appointed, that God anointed, that God sent before his people, that God blessed? When God called all of these people in the Bible to do something great or to do something on his behalf, there was suffering that they endured. When he sent Jesus, there was suffering. Jesus didn't have a walk through the park. It wasn't easy for him every single day. Like, he suffered. He suffered for a cause. He suffered through his mission. What are you going to do when you're on the mission and the suffering starts to come? When the suffering starts to happen, what are you going to do? Are we going to persevere like the Bible tells us to? Are we going to persevere, or are we going to stay stuck and deal with those emotions every single day? Or are we going to get up and literally say, you know what? This hurts. I don't like it. I hate this process that I'm going through right now. But I know in my heart, my faith tells me, my Bible tells me, God tells me that this is all for my good, no matter what it's looking like. Healing is a process. Healing is necessary. Healing produces faith. Healing produces suffering. All of this is promised. Suffering is promised. How can you get to a blessing? How can you get to these amazing and these great things that God has for you if you're not willing to endure suffering? A Bible verse that sticks out to me the most is James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. It says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." It tells us, like, everything that we're going through, the healing process, everything that's happening in the world right now, it's testing our faith. It's really testing us as believers. Do we really believe in God? Do we really believe that there is a God and that God is going to come back and heal us and really, save his people? Do we really believe that when the suffering comes? Do we really believe that when hardships and trials come? The testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect. We have to endure it. We have to persevere. We have to let this, we just have to let it take its course, basically. We have to continue to endure it. People always say, "God, if God loved me, he will get me out of this situation." But right there in the text, it says that we have to endure it. It's saying that we have to endure it. It's saying that we have to let steadfastness reach its full effect. We can't pray our way out of situations. We have to go through it. I was listening to a sermon by Stephanie Ike. Y'all know that's my girl. I was listening to one of her sermons last week, and she said something that really hit my spirit. She said that the minute that God speaks a word to you or speaks a word through you to another person, because y'all, I've been prophesying as well. I don't know if I told y'all that, but the minute that God does that, you aren't the only person that hears it. That word that God speaks to you or through you is echoed into the spirit realm. So the enemy hears it. Demons hear it. The devil hears it. And as soon as he hears it, or as soon as they hear it, that's when everything just starts going left. That's when trials come. That's when attacks start forming. Oh, God spoke a word over her. Oh, God spoke a word over him, over them, over their marriage. God spoke a word over her business. God spoke a word over her children. Let me go mess with her. Let me go mess with them. Let me go throw some shots. Let me go form some attacks on her. Let me go try to distract her from what God told her to do. Let me go try to send temptation her way. Let me go try to get her off of her rocker. Let me try to knock her off balance. Let me get her out of alignment. That's exactly what has been happening. That is exactly what has been happening. When this year first started, it was everything I could have imagined. It was steadfast. It was, everything was going according to what God had told me. But then it started getting shaky. It started getting rocky. And I started seeing my faith decline. I started seeing, myself go back to my old ways. I started seeing, myself lose hope in my situation. And God literally had to wake me up, no, this is a part of the plan. This ain't no monkey wrench that I done threw in the process. This is a part of the plan, and you have to endure it. I'm not going to get you out of this, but I will hold your hand and help you through it. Healing hurts. This process hurts. You know how many days I done cried, how many days I just sat in silence, just wanting to get away from all of the crap that I've been going through. Literally just want to run and hide and flee. But he's saying, no, daughters. I got you. I know it hurts. But I'm doing this so that I can make you stronger. I'm doing this so that you can endure more. We all in our 20s. Or at least I think that's the people that listen to this podcast. But I'm 28. I'll be 29 in November. I'm just touching 30. There is more that I'm going to have to go through in my life. As my child gets older, as I get older, when I get married, when I move, when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's more that we have to endure. So why not take advantage of this opportunity and really let God heal us from the inside out, really let him do his work? Why not just allow him to do whatever he needs to do so that we can be stronger in the end? Let's stop running from things. God showed me that again. I used to run from stuff. Oh, I don't want to deal with that today. Let me run. Let me run away. Let me go mess with this dude. Let me go distract myself. Let me let the enemy win. Let me let the enemy have his way with me today. But no, we can't do that. There's too much on the line. There's too much that God wants to do in us and through us. There's too much that he wants to do in our families. Generational curses. We praying for generational curses and bondages to be broken. That stuff ain't easy. That stuff not gonna be easy to endure. Like we talking about breaking some huge things in our lives, in our bloodlines. That is producing suffering. Everything we praying about is happening. This is the process of the prayer. And I really just wanted to get on here and encourage y'all and just really help y'all to understand that what you may be going through isn't to hurt you or harm you, but it's to heal you. It's to heal you, it's to make you better. It's to open up your eyes and give you clarity, give you more peace about the things that you've been fighting with all these years. It's to really test your faith and test you. Do you really love God? Do you really believe him? Do you really trust him? Or do you trust yourself more than you trust God? Do you trust your sin more than you trust God? It's getting real, y'all. Shoot, it done got real for me. But let's just continue to fight the good fight of faith. Let's continue to be on our P's and Q's, man. Let's continue to fight against the enemy. Let's continue to allow God to do what he needs to do. Let's continue to believe in the words that he spoke over us. Let's continue to persevere. Let's continue to heal. This stuff ain't easy that we going through, y'all. But at least we have conversations like this. At least we have communities like the Inner Circle that I am one of the organizers of. I have an Inner Circle that you can join and you can just be a part of these type of conversations every day. Every week, we're helping each other get through it. We just need to get through it, y'all. 2020 isn't over, although it feels like it, but it's not over, y'all. Let's continue to endure and continue to pray for one another. If God is calling you to be an intercessor, you need to be praying the most out of everybody. It's not just you, it's not just about you, it's about all people, it's about all believers of Christ. We should be praying for everybody. We should be praying for each other, praying for the world, praying for the government, praying that God gets into their minds and their hearts and just change them from the inside out. We need to be praying against the enemy, the attacks that he has over this world. We need to be praying, y'all. But yeah, that's all I wanted to kind of come on here and talk to y'all about. Healing processes. Whew. Y'all, it's something else. But yeah, y'all, as I mentioned in the Inner Circle, I am doing a master class on Wednesday, and we're going to be diving deep into this topic. Again, we're going to be talking about what God is actually trying to heal us from, and we're just going to have a group discussion, and we're going to talk about some things. We're going to have scripture reference, we're going to have prayer, we're going to really just allow God to have his way in this session. So if you want to be a part of it, let me know. You can hit me up on my Instagram, at Dreas Story, DreasStory, or just send me an inquiry or something like that, y'all. But yeah, I hope y'all have a blessed day. This podcast is coming out a little bit later in the day, but y'all, I was tired this morning. She had to, she needed her rest, okay? But yeah, I love y'all. Continue to endure, continue to Fight the good fight of faith, y'all. And I'm out. Peace.